Hurdwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we revisit some of the games from this week on KNIA KBLS. Let's get the highlights started with Pella Christian taking on EBF, which was live on KNIAKBLS.com. KBLS 2 with Tyler Kraft.
And Tyson DeVries driving, kicking to Dane Giedings on the left wing. He drives in, kicks to Isaiah Breams. Corner three from Tyson DeVries. And Tyson DeVries, big time shot to start off the game. Isaiah Breams with the rebound. Tyson DeVries pushes, kicks. Caleb and Arendoff for three. Caleb and Arendoff, 8-0 start for Pella Christian. Dane Giedings off of the screen of Isaiah Breams. He'll kick. Caleb and Arendoff left alone for three again. Caleb and Arendoff, 6 points for the Eagles off the bat. 11-2 start. Pella Christian leads 5:35 to go in the first quarter. Jesse Cornelison, pass for Carrick Stout, is stolen by Benny Schurz. Tyson DeVries, pretty behind the back pass. As three-pointer off the side of the backboard there by Landon Glosser. Nice feed by Tyson DeVries to Breams, who lays it in again. And Pella Christian 23, Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont 6, 26 seconds to go in the first quarter. Garrett Wheelard will dribble it out here, 12 seconds to go. Pella Christian will defeat Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont 67-41. Here in the Class 2A District 9 final, Trey Van Monen with the basketball. And the Eagles are moving on to the sub-state final on Saturday night.
Final score, Pella Christian 67, EBF 41. Next, we look in at the Knoxville boys taking on Newton in a Class 3A sub-state, live on 95.3 KNIA. Here's Connor Willis with the ball. Willis gets it up top to Caleb Caden Smith, now to Lincoln Norris. Lincoln will take the three. Good! Splash down. Lincoln Norris, his first points, and the Newton lead cut to one. Landon Norris dribbling near the logo. 10 seconds, nine. Norris will drive, will put it up, and got it. 12 points for Landon Norris. Now Ergenbright has the ball. Christian Ergenbright dumps it to Mattis. Mattis inside, puts up the shot, no good. Rebound to Landon. Down court to Connor Willis. He will drive in, he will score, and Knoxville has the lead. That's the first two of Connor's game, and timeout Newton. Norris will go over to Jay Keller. He'll put up a three. No good. Rebound to Lawson, and that will do it. Troy Pearson says don't foul anymore, and Newton will win this game. 70-61 final score. Newton has defeated Knoxville, and the Panthers' season comes to an end. Final score, Newton 70, Knoxville 61. Moving on to another Class 3A sub-state as Pella hosted Carlisle live on 92.1 KBLS with Trevor Castle.
Left wing three, Guthrie way off the mark, no good. Rebound by Trado, push ahead, Hartman, nice. Layup good. And Pella's off to a 6-0 lead. Second free throw short, Austin Schulte, rebound, bucket, and one! A putback three-point play opportunity coming up for the sophomore Schulte. Here's Schulte on a drive and a kick. Trado left corner three, boom! Braden Trado wide open in the corner. Austin Schulte facilitating. Trado burying the long ball, it's 23-16 Dutch. Braden picked up his dribble, shovels it to Luke. Now top of the key, Michael Manning into the game. Schulte drives, dumps, Barnes layup and the foul! And now a lob to McGuire on the inbounds for a dunk!
We talked about offensive execution on the inbounds. Nothing better than that, baby.
Here's Hugen, free throw line jumper. Nice. Yes. Robot Hugen. Smooth like silk there for two. Yeah. And it's 58-41 Dutch.
Final score, Pella 67, Carlisle 45. The Norwalk girls took on Lewis Central for a chance to get to the 4A state tournament live on 94.3 KNIA with Mike Effner.
You've been calling that bank for
a couple
nights.
There you go. And one, oh, there we go.
Loose ball picked up by Pearl Brown. Makes the shot and one. What a hustle play from Pearl Brown.
There we go, Peyton.
Peyton Travis's first three-pointer of the night.
There we go.
She's still hot from the other night, so that cuts the lead in half, 19-16.
Shot. There you go.
Yeah, nice drive and running shot in the lane by Birmingham, so she's got the last 5 points here. Those were three huge free throws at the end of the third.
It's down to seven now. Got to get a stop here.
Spin move, Birmingham.
Braylon Clark.
Braylon Clark for three.
There we go. All right, here we go, Mike. We got a ball game. It's down to four. Yep, there we go. Central. Bailey from deep.
Deep three. Banks
oh!
in.
Banks
it
open.
In. Gets the roll. It's down to a three-point game, 41-38.
Oh, Bailey.
Stolen away by Birmingham.
There we go.
Uncontested layup
time
for
out.
Birmingham is
time
good.
Timeout, timeout.
And a timeout will be taken.
Final score, Lewis Central 53, Norwalk 49. Norwalk boys began their postseason journey as well against Des Moines Lincoln. With this being on KNIAKBLS.com. KNIA 3 also with Mike Effner.
Thomas going to make a little move down there. Reverse layup is good. Nice move by Cameron Thomas.
Yep, used his quickness there. Got it on the mid-post area.
Harder looking for threes. Got
there
it.
You go. See, you get to that offensive board. Just watch the ball go through the hoop once. Then all of a sudden the hoop gets a little bigger and you go nail a three.
Finds good Harder, work. Open three.
Good work.
Right in there, nothing but net. Three-pointer, Aiden Harder. Now Sigrist posting up, hands it to Bourne. Three-pointer from the right side is good.
Hey,
almost every basket is being assisted right now.
Yeah,
Thomas,
damn.
Now back to him. He's going to back in on Fry. Nice spin move
and
finish
and
one. And if we had a raise the roof moment, that might be it.
Love it.
Corselman passes up the three. Now Harder will take a three. It's good.
The ball movement tonight, Mike, is just so much better. The ball is not sticking to anybody's hands.
35-5. I didn't quite expect this.
Final score, Norwalk 72, Lincoln 37. Highlights from this week's games on KNIA KRLS.